Have you done any checking yet? Greg's house, his credit cards, bank accounts? Calvin shook his head. Clip thought this thing was too big to trust to an agency. That's why we called you. I've driven past Greg's house a few times, knocked on his door once. No car in the driveway, or garage. No lights on. But no one's checked inside the house? No. So for all you know, he slipped in the bathtub and hit his head. Calvin looked at him. I said no lights on. You think he bathed in the dark? That's a good point, Myron said. Some hotshot investigator. I'm a slow starter.
They arrived at the team room.
Wait here, Calvin said. Myron took out his cellular. Mind if I make a call? Go ahead. Calvin disappeared behind the door. Myron turned on the power and dialed. Jessica answered on the second ring. Hello? I'm going to have to cancel dinner tonight, Myron said. You better have a good excuse, Jessica said. A great one. I'll be playing professional basketball for the New Jersey Dragons. That's nice. Have a good game, dear. I'm serious. I'm playing for the Dragons. Actually, playing is probably not the right word. Might be more accurate to say, I'll be getting fanny sores for the Dragons.
Are you for real?
It's a long story, but yes. I'm now officially a professional basketball player. Silence.
I've never boffed a professional basketball player, Jessica said. I'll be just like Madonna.
Like a virgin, Myron said.
Wow, talk about a dated reference.
Yeah, well, what can I say? I'm an 80s kind of guy.
So, Mr. 80s, you going to tell me what's going on?
No time now. Tonight, after the game. I'll leave a ticket at the window. Calvin stuck his head back in. What's your waist, 34?
36, maybe 37.
Calvin nodded and withdrew. Myron dialed the private line of Windsor Horn Lockwood III, president of the prestigious investment firm of Lockhorn Securities in Midtown Manhattan. Wynne answered on the third ring.
Articulate, Wynne said.
Myron shook his head. Articulate?
I said articulate, not repeat.
We have a case, Myron said.
Oh, yippee, he drawled in that preppy, Philly mainline accent of his. I'm enthralled. I'm elated. But before I completely wet myself, I must ask but one question.
Shoot.
Is this case of your customary charity persuasion?
Wet away, Myron said. The answer is no.
What? No moral crusade for brave Myron?
Not this time.
Heavens be, do tell.
Greg Downing is missing. It's our job to find him.
And for services rendered, we receive?
At least $75,000 plus a first-round draft pick as a client. Now was not the time to fill Wynne in on his temporary career change.
My, my, Wynne said happily. Pray tell, what shall we do first?
Myron gave him the address of Greg's house in Ridgewood. Meet me there in 2 hours.
I'll take the Batmobile, Wynne said, and hung up.
Calvin returned. He held out a purple and aqua dragon uniform. Try this on. Myron did not reach for it right away. He stared at it, his stomach twisting and diving. When he spoke, his voice was soft.
Number 34?
Yeah, Calvin said. Your old number at Duke. I remembered. Silence. Calvin finally broke it. Go try it on. Myron felt something well up in his eye. He shook his head.
No need, he said. I'm sure it's the right size.